One day, a faithful and devoted Catholic opened a hair salon. One of his first clients was a bishop. He had come in for a haircut before taking the seat. When it was time to pay, the barber said to him, "You are good. I would never charge my bishops." The bishop thanked him and returned to his residence. The next morning, the barber found a beautiful statue of St. Francis of Assisi and a Bible. It was clear that the bishop sent someone to put it there. A few days later, a priest came in at the same hair salon to get the same thing, a haircut. The barber told him the same thing. "I love my priest. I would never charge them. You can go." The priest thanked him and returned to his rectory. The next day, the barber received from him a jar of holy water and a chaplet, a rosary. The same week, a deacon went to the same hair salon to get the same thing, a haircut. He was about to pay when the barber told him, "You are a good man. I would never accept a payment from you. You can go." The next morning, when the barber opened his salon, he was surprised to find all the deacons were there waiting for a haircut. Who told them? Maybe. Brothers and sisters, if I told you this joke, it's because, as you may know, the main purpose of a joke is not to hurt, but to make people laugh. Thank you for laughing. This is the true power of humor. In other words, anyone telling a joke should always aim to be kind, just as God, in whose image we were created, is so kind towards us. However, God's kindness is not manifested through jokes. It's manifested through his hands. Why do I mean by that? Thank you for asking. Well, let us return to the moment of our Lord's passion. You remember what Pontius Pilate did? He washed his hand. When he did that, he revealed his cowardice, his fearfulness. Yet, that action failed to strip his hands of their dignity. Indeed, our hands are so worthy. Look at so many idioms we have that give our hands their true beauty, like to have an open hand, to hope for a compassionate hand, to applaud with both hands, to have one's heart in the hands, to ask for someone's hand, to lend a helping hand, to be in good hands, to walk hand in hand, to give a hand, to take courage in both hands and reach out to others, to fall into good hands, and to complete the list, be united like the five fingers of the hand. So yes, the hand is such an important part of the body that it is mentioned 2 times in the gospel we just heard. Jesus said, "We are in the hand of the Father, we are in the hand of the Son, and no one can take us out of his hands." This is how God our Father, through Jesus our brother and good shepherd, manifests his kindness towards us. What wonderful news it is to know that while here on earth, we are into God's hands. Brothers and sisters, at the end of the gospel, Jesus emphasizes his unity with the Father. Through this unity, the Father and the Son bring us together, and as a result, we are also united with each other. However, it's important to note that this is not a fusion, but rather a recognition of our individuality within our unity. We are united with one another and form a whole in which each person occupies a unique place. It's only when we understand it this way that we will appreciate our uniqueness at the heart of this unity. Therefore, the only appropriate attitude for us as Jesus' disciples is to be kindly united to one another. Kindness is what enables us to form relationships, unions that reflect the bond between the Father and the Son. Being kind involves taking responsibilities for others, whether they are loved ones or strangers. It means reaching out to them when they are absent or feeling lost, finding them, waiting for them patiently, and journeying with them from where they are. In certain situations, we may feel like we have lost control over what's happening. We may feel overwhelmed or even crushed, struggling to find the right words to express what we are experiencing. Therefore, we need to take a step back and view things with kindness, aiming to make sense of what initially seemed chaotic or implausible. When we show kindness to others, we create a pathway of hope for them. Kindness is expressed through a tone of voice that doesn't condemn, but instead seeks to uplift others. It is also characterized by hands that reach out to others with gentleness, empathy, and compassion, offering a tender touch to the person we are journeying with, just as Jesus, our Good Shepherd, does for each one of us. Brothers and sisters, kindness is vital and divine. During this Easter season, especially on this Good Shepherd Sunday, we are all invited to practice kindness. By being kind to one another, we can become shepherds for each other, ensuring that no one, nothing, nor any situation, not even their trespasses against us, can take them out of our hearts, ensuring that nothing can prevent us from loving them and watching over them. Brothers and sisters, let us be kind to one another, because none of us is perfect. Let us be kind to one another, because, like this beautiful church, we are all under construction.